Hello, my name is Felicia.
I'm Viv.
And welcome back to our challenge recap on here on the Lucid Dream podcast.
I was going to say welcome back to the challenge. I was really going to say that. Like I'm TJ.
Today's challenge. So we get kickstarted on a quick recap of last episode. CT and
Emily go home. Nehemiah and Tina stay.
Woo. Tina kicks everyone's ass. We all remember that icon. What a legend. Pop off. Which leaves us with
new targets.
So starting in era one, it's Rachel and Brad. Era two, it's Laurel and Bananas. Laurel being very unhappy. Shocking. John A didn't want to be the target, but she ended up being the target. So John A and Corey offers himself up. Corey is the target. Era four. It's Jen A, who's not so happy. And what's his name?
Josh.
Josh offers himself up to be the target.
Because he liked the scoreboard better. He's yeah. like, okay, I can do this one.
So he decides to offer himself up. So now, kickstarted on today's challenge. We all know we left off, and Kara and Laurel had a very public spat.
I mean, as public as it can be, it's on film.
Yeah, it's on film. And the whole house heard it. It was very loud.
It was very dramatic. I think towards the end, I'm going to get into what happened on social media because, like, we could go forever. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so funny because Laurel will shit on Kara, especially, or anyone that's just, like, in her against her op at the moment or in her eyes. They're immature. They don't know what they're saying. They're emotionally immature. They're not like up to her level. Blah, 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 blah. But when she is very much like, let's say she got like it's the comments. Yeah. It's the little comments, you know? Like let's say like, I don't know, you eat my cookies. And then, like, later, after we talked about it, I'm still, like, the door's open, you can hear me, and I'm like, you know, I hate cookie-eating-ass bitches. Like, it's very petty. Very, very petty.
Yeah, I know, I'm surprised no one's petty right back to her, because, like, yeah, she's giving, like, Kara, like, some side comments. At one point, she was like, don't you hate working with children with red hair? And I'm like, yeah, don't you hate working with little bitches who girlfriends always leave them? It's crazy. I hate that shit. See, once you go low, I gotta go to hell.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, don't you hate it when, what was it? People get cheated on, they go back.
Yeah, don't you just hate that?
Yeah, shit? What was it? Can't really respect people like that. No, don't I'm so sorry if that hit anybody. I'm so sorry if that hit anybody. They caught a stray watching this. They're like, damn, now I feel bad about myself.
Not you.
We're talking about Laurel.
Like, I'd be like, don't you just hate pathetic, sore losers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sore winners. Just pathetic, so sad.
Have you ever met someone who deserved to be cheated on?
Have you ever just met someone who needed to be cheated on multiple times?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's worthy of very little respect to even... I'm so sorry. You know, Laurel, I'm a decent fan.
No, because like...
I'm a decent fan. I'm just, you know...
This is if like I was the recipient of said pettiness. Whatever
you said to me, I would go to hell because, wow, that was rude.
I mean, I think like in that moment, like maybe it's tired. They're probably shooting long time. And like I'm trying to go to bed. Do I really want to fight now? Mm-hmm. So I think... You know, sometimes you choose your battles, but Laurel, that's really fucking petty, bro.
Yeah, no, that's
super
really petty.
Fucking petty.
And I know if Kara were to say that to her, that would start another fight.
Absolutely.
But, you know, at that point, if I was Kara, I'd be like, Aviv, do you hear something? All I hear is a buzzing. Like, I can't hear anything. Yeah, I would have thrown the challenge if I was Kara.
Yeah, and she thought about it. She was absolutely considering it. And even like a, what was it? The dude with the eyeliner.
Ryan.
I was going to say Ryan, but I didn't believe in myself. I'm bad with names. What was it? Even Ryan don't fucking like Laurel either.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, Laurel, I'm going to be honest. This is like one of your worst looking challenges. Like, you look bad.
And it got worse.
It's getting worse.
But what was it? Yes, that is also true. Did Bananas go off on Ryan before the challenge, the daily challenge, or after?
it was after, it was right before the elimination. Because he's trying to, like, spotlight him so someone will pick him or he'll offer himself up.
Well, let's get to the challenge. Now, the day of, yes, Laurel gives the shittiest of fucking apology of my life.
Yep.
The shittiest, shittiest one. Like, she just like, I'm sorry to my team if, and I'm like, oh boy. It was just like, a lot of the animosity is like my fault and I take responsibility for that. Yeah. But I don't believe it. It's, and it's also, it's not just to your team, it's to a teammate.
Yeah.
But, and Car Maria, listen, like, you know, we're different people, but she's like, I would have thrown the challenge because she's like mentally like done with Laurel at this point.
Yeah.
And so she was like, but I'm not going to stoop to that level. Why not?
Yeah, I really wish she would stoop to that level. Because it's not like in previous, like, okay, first of all, she's acting like she's never thrown a challenge or asked anyone to throw a challenge on her behalf. Like we all saw World of Worlds, babes. Like, this honestly would have been your most justified throwing of a challenge. I would totally stand with you on that one. Because, like, Laurel and Bananas, they need to reassess their game. They need to reassess it bad.
You know, I mean, I disagree with Bananas. Laurel's kind of like, she's really out there this season.
Yeah.
I'd say Bananas, I mean, like, everyone wants to say they got their eyes on him, but he's still here.
Yeah.
He's still here. Mm-hmm. So I think, like what was it? As much as like the fans can, some fans can be tired of it or contestants can be tired of it, Bananas is one of the best to do it.
Yeah.
Because even in these seasons when, you know, he won seven times, eight if we don't count a versus like champs or athletes, I forget which one, like, and he's still here. Take him out as fast as you can. They don't. And Bananas still plays. And so he has connections with the oldies and the newbies. Like, I'd argue that Bananas is still kind of, he's still kind of eating, bro.
Yeah.
Kind of. Laura, we haven't seen her, like, as much. Like, you know, she's had more gaps. And so this is her most bombastic season. But as a viewer, you look like a bitch.
Yeah,
You look unpleasant. That's coming from a bitch.
Yeah, it's coming from a bitch. You just look like... I'm saying I agree with you. Oh, shit.
No.
So... What was I saying? No, I mean, yeah, that's coming from two bitches. Like, like, you're just coming off as just, like, awful. Like, I wouldn't want to be around you. I wouldn't want to be around the drama of it. Like, it also just doesn't really make any sense from a viewer standpoint. Like, yeah.
So, the challenge is, like, the daily challenge is, they got big old, they're like weather balloons. They're so big. Mm-hmm. And they have to, like, bring it from point A to point B, and there's obstacles. There's spears, there's, like, trenches, and they're delicate-ass balloons. Like, what was it? You hold it the wrong way, it pops. Mm-hmm. The wind goes one way, it pops. You look at it, it pops. You hit it with a spear, it pops. But that's just physics. Mm-hmm. And this is when Derek, like, fucks up his leg, bro.
Yeah.
Derek from Era 1.
Yeah, so he jumps and he really fucks his shit up, his
leg. We still don't know how exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what was it?
He doesn't go home.
He has not gone home. He's still, like, I thought it was curtains for my guy. I'm gonna be so that ass. And
I was about to be like, bring CT on back. So sorry.
And, yeah, God, I would have loved that, though. Mm-hmm. But Derek keeps... Yeah, bring him back.
Yeah, Derek, break your legs. Bring CG.
Oh, wait, don't break your leg. But, like, seek help. And then if the doctor says no, bring back CT. I'm not saying I'm like, yeah, let's break his shins. No. But he still does. He still completes it. Yes.
He still, you know what? Derek is just like.
He's nuts.
He was like, I mean, that's what Rachel pretty much says at one point. We were pretty much competing with four people. It's like, no, you weren't. My guy was still moving.
Yeah. They got a lot of footage of my dude. Yeah. A lot of footage of, but like Derek breaks his or fucks up his leg like almost fucking immediately. So Era One is suffering. Yeah. And I think we got a bit of like old Jordan back because like Jordan, I'd say, has been a lot calmer.
Yeah.
But what was it? Sometimes my dude just gets so damn frustrated. He's like yelling at John A.
He's yelling at, what's her name? Pretty. She's pretty. She's tall. Naya. He's yelling at Naya. Yeah, no, I just, could you imagine Teresa being on a team with Jordan? Who's yelling? My younger sister, Teresa, that's her phrase when people yell at her. Who's yelling?
I guess me every time, bro. Because I can imagine being heated and then you're just dumbfounded.
Yeah.
But
who's
like,
yelling?
I mean, I don't respond to especially yeah. if it's like out your ass. Like, where'd that like I felt like 13 wasn't doing too bad. And it's so funny because like right after he yells and tells people how to do shit, his balloon pops.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so good. And then I'm sorry. And then Cordy was like, Jordan, calm down, jumps down, pops it.
Well, fuck. But alas, yeah, Era One dead fucking last.
Yeah, Era One is dead last. Era Three finishes in third. Era Four's time finish is in third. Like, okay, so first Era Two finishes, then Era Three, then Era Four, then Era One. But Era Four brings the most balloons across the aisle, so which makes them the overall the aisle. Winner. The aisles, whatever. They collected the most balloons. This was a game where Slow and Steady was supposed to win the race. Yeah. So that makes Jenna and Josh. I'm gonna stop saying her name like that. I am Jenny no, and not. Josh the target. And so
the target, the winners,
the winners, so which makes the two targets, Era One automatically in last place. Rachel and Rachel and Brad automatically in elimination for being in last place, and Jenny and Josh have to choose between Laurel and Bananas and
Corey and John A.
Thank you.
And to us and like to the audience and a lot of people in there, it's a no fucking brainer. Send Laurel and Bananas down. This is the moment, especially for Bananas. But yeah. No. Bananas, since like I said, he's been playing. What was it? Jenny's first win was with Bananas. So they got like a bond, a connection. Mm-hmm. Cute. And Josh, he puts his friends before his fucking game.
Yeah, and that's why I fear he even might never win one.
Yeah, I really don't
or
think so.
He's never going to make You're it literally to a final. Josh, hold up. You kind of put Bananas down,
he's
yo.
He's so fucking sensitive, bro.
Yeah. This doesn't make any sense. And also, Corey is your friend, too. So I would think this, putting Bananas down, saves one friendship and also helps my game. It's simple as that.
And it also baffles me, like, Josh, are you going to watch this back? And then the next season, are you still going to have Bananas' back? Because Bananas, like, in the confessional, just like, I know if I make Josh feel bad enough, he's not going to put me in. Someone is blatantly on the television. America knows that, like, I know how to manipulate this guy, and I'm going to, and watch it work. I'm embarrassed. If I was Josh, I'd be so fucking embarrassed.
It's just, I don't know. I just feel like letting people like CT, Jordan, Bananas, cakewalk into a final is stupid. And for the girls' team, it's like letting Laurel, Kara, Tori cakewalk into this final. It's stupid. Don't do it. And Jenny, just don't do it. They have to go in a couple of times, son.
And you know what? This is like I know for like watching it, I'm just like, fuck, she's definitely not going to choose Bananas because she was voted again as she was selected again as a target. No one put their hand up. Mm-hmm. So Jenny's fucking pissed. And she's like, my own team doesn't have my back. And they almost blatantly said it because she was upset, talked about it with them. And they're basically like, yeah, Like,
but you know what's so funny is Josh has a conversation with Michelle, basically saying, did you know, like, well, because Michelle obviously wants Bananas and Laurel to go down because that's the obvious choice. And he was like, do you, and I just love that Josh looks at Michelle. He was like, you know, if you would have been my partner, it would have been a no-brainer, but you weren't. So now Bananas has to stay. Like, Michelle, I mean, like, being a target, it's like, it is, it's being a target. It's not fun, but it also gives you the chance to win. If you win, you get to make big game moves, yeah. Like sending Bananas and Laurel down, which, I mean, it's right, because, like, I mean, now Bananas has a relationship with two people, Josh and Jenny. Corey only has a relationship with just Josh. If Michelle would have been in that hot seat, Laurel and Bananas would have been down.
Absolutely. And you know what? I love, because, like, when we God, we were so pissed, but, like, yeah.
I mean,
they're not selecting Bananas and Laurel, but when they're, like, you know, they always have a club moment. They go to the bar, they go to the club. Mm-hmm. What was it? Like, I love, I feel like, and there's a criticism of this. This is not what I'm going to get into, but, like, I see it. People think the challenges change. People are more political. Mm-hmm. And what they mean is, like, since now there's more Big Brother or, like, other show, you know, people, they have their own strategy. And a lot of it's likability. Big Brother is big, big on likability. Mm-hmm. And the Survivor, to an extent, maybe not from the audience, but, like, the people around you, so they don't vote you out off mm-hmm. the island or whatever the fuck they do. Because I've never watched Survivor. So people say, like, it's really, like, now it's like boring. It's a little boring. Like, you know how we miss yeah. the mess? Like, that's because we're dramatic, you know? We love the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. Prime shit television. The primiest. Yeah. But what I'm getting to is that I like that Corey was like, you know, if you two vote me down, Josh and Jenny, you're my new enemy now. Like, you're my targets next time. I'm taking you out of this fucking game.
Yeah.
That was refreshing, and I love that. I love the drama of that. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, no, I really love that.
Because that's the tea, really. And, like, because usually people just get upset and they say it in the confessional, but Corey to your face is just like, you vote me down, my eyes are on both of you now. Yeah. You know, line in the sand, I am your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love that. That Corey said that, because it's like, the Big Brother people, although I kind of like the aspect of, like, likability they brought to the game, and, like, maybe just some manipulation backstage, there is a drama element to it that I do enjoy. It makes for a boring gameplay.
Yeah.
So this is why every time me and Viv talk about the challenge, we're like, don't bring back Fessy. Don't bring back Michelle. No offense, but they're boring game players.
Don't bring back Casey. I'm going to get into that one, too.
They're boring game players. They just are. I mean, at least Josh is a little dramatic. Like, that's at least interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think the fact that Casey fades into the background is just like, like, what are you doing here? Like, it makes for a boring game play. Like, it makes for boring TV. When it comes to the challenge, I'm sure it's very interesting on, like, say, fucking Big Brother, but, like, I don't give a fuck. This isn't Big Brother. This is a challenge, and I want there to be mess. I enjoy a mess.
I do. Frankly, I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm enjoying the season.
Yeah. Because they brought back a bunch of OGs. Back,
yeah. That,
so it's messy.
Absolutely. So, yes, it is Corey, Jonna versus Brad and Rachel.
Yeah. Corey eats up Brad. Yeah, he eats
this him is
up.
Like a it's a, like, what was it, they got a wall of spikes, and they're in between them, there's like a bunch of balls, and they gotta throw all as many balls as they can to hit the spikes. And yeah, Corey ate up Brad couldn't spike his balls.
Yeah.
Enough. Didn't get enough. So yeah,
Corey wins, and I'm very happy about that because I like Corey. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with the girls, like, what was it? I love both of them. Like, I like seeing them in the challenge, and I feel like I don't see enough of them. And mm-hmm. I love, like, what was it? Like, Jonna, she felt like, you know, won twice on All Stars, and she's like, now it's time for me to get, like, a main.
Oh, me, of course, I'm rooting for Jonna, because Jonna is one of those people that that I watched when I started watching the challenge. So she's one of, in my head, in OG, because that's as far back as my memory box goes. So, yeah, so of course I'm rooting for John A. And plus, like, even, like, when she first started the challenge, she was definitely seen as, like, an underdog. She was seen as someone who was never going to win.
Yes.
So it was really cool to see her win, too.
Yeah.
Get that third. So, yeah. And Rachel, she's been fun to watch, so... I've been saying this. She's, like, jacked. Like, damn.
And so, Rachel does beat John A.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Tragic. But good for Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm glad we do get to see her more, because, I feel like in the last season of, like, All Stars, we didn't get to see her as much as we wanted, so it's really nice.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah. So...
New targets.
Yeah, new targets. I was like, yeah, we summed up the girls' elimination, too. so, new targets. Rachel and Corey have to choose targets now for the OG team. They pick Tina because she's the only one left. I like how she hot hid. That was really funny.
Yeah. Like, Corey's like, damn.
Damn, who am I going to pick?
So it's Tina and Darrell.
Yes, Tina and Darrell.
Era 2.
Era 2, it's not Kara.
Ryan?
It's Ryan. No, it's not Ryan. It's...
Can't be. Is it Nehemiah again?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Really?
Yes, because, yes, it was Nehemiah and, I'm remembering how the politics in this worked out. It was Nehemiah and,
Okay, yes, yes.
Because that's, and then afterwards, Ben gets into an argument with him, with Ryan. It's Nehemiah and Aviv.
Aviv.
Then, Era 3, N.
What's her name? Oh, Ania. Naya.
Naya and Jordan. Is it Naya and Jordan? Yes, Naya and Jordan both, hands up, they sacrifice themselves. So they're both now the targets. Then on Era 3, Michelle finally decides to give it a go and be a target. And so it's Michelle and
Kyland.
Kyland. So now, we start the challenge. So the next challenge, it's, they're on a, what is it, 30 stories?
Big oh, ass boy.
Building.
Yeah.
Big-ass building.
Big fucking building. And there's like a platform, and you gotta jump and take capture a flag.
Yes. There's a bonus flag. If you capture the bonus flag, it takes 33 minutes off your final score, which everyone seems to capture the bonus flag.
Yeah. And, like, they have to, like, pull you back up. Like, you fall... Mm-hmm. I don't know how far you fall, and they gotta get you back up.
Yeah. So, Era 3 wins this one really quickly, and it's really funny because everyone's like, damn it.
I remember Era 4 kind of shit the bed. I remember, like, they took forever to get Joshua.
And they were like, damn, how big is Josh? I'm like, nah, I don't even think, like, I mean, Josh is not even, like, really, it's not even really that he's big. It's just that...
I love how they shitted on them, too. It's like, these are the young kids that are always in the gym. They can't pick my dude up.
I'm like, damn. Yeah, what's the issue?
And Darrell, we know every time we see Darrell in Heights, he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But he did it.
Yeah.
But, girl, he did not. He eyes closed. And when he got up, he, like, wiped his tears. He was like, like, period. And, God, was I rooting for Era 1, especially since, like, because, like, we've seen Darrell before, like really not want to do it. And but this time it was just like, all right, Darrell, go. And he went.
Yeah, he did it.
He did it pretty fast.
And he got both of them. He was able to keep his composure. Good on Darrell. Yeah. I don't know if I'm able to conquer my fear of mayo that easily. So good on Darrell.
Wait, who won?
So Era 3 ended up winning.
Okay, yes.
But in a shocking turn of events, Era 1 was not in last place. Who was in last place was...
Era 4.
Era 4, which makes Michelle and Kylan the targets.
Automatically going in, yeah.
Automatically going in. And I think those are pretty big, like, competitors on that side. Like, especially Kylan, because he just took, like, 4 vets out last season. So, which is like, I'm sure all the vets are like, don't want to go up against him. all the male vets. But yeah, it makes Naya and Jordan the one deciding between Tina and Darrell and Aviv and Nehemiah on which one of them is going to go down and face Kylan and Michelle. Now, Era One is fighting for their socialing their ass off to try and give them a break. And I feel like that's mainly what it is and what's mainly their what they're mainly going off of, which is the fact that we have, we're like already cut off at the ankles. You don't need to cut us off much more. And then Naya. So,
I mean, Tina and Naya were friends, and I think Tina's friendly with Jordan.
Yeah.
But I think she's more friends with Naya. And what was it? Very cutesy, but they were trying to be nice. Jordan and Naya come to Tina and let her know that it's them too. And I think it's funny because Naya's like hugging Tina, and they're like, "I'm sorry, it's you." And she's like, "Get off me!" And she's mad as fuck.
Yeah, no, she's really mad. Well, I mean, they had previous conversations where they're all like, yeah. I mean, Naya pretty much said it. She, like, pretty much, like, cuntily said, like, there's no, like, wouldn't it make more sense to send you in just to finish you guys off? I mean, I thought that was a good point. I feel like this really sucks for Era One because, like, it's like,
I wouldn't see a point in keeping y'all in for all due respect because, like, I mean, Darrell, you don't got a good social game. You don't. Mm-hmm. And Tina, what was it? I guess, like, you know, Naya's, like, also going with her team. So, like, what was it? Naya's just like, you're being on your side won't get me closer to that money. So let's just send y'all in.
And since the OGs haven't been on too many, there's been gaps between when they've come on. They haven't been able to build relationships with the rest of the eras. And, yeah, they have relationships with Era, too. But it's also, like, what's... you guys don't have they barely have anything to, like, go off of other than, like, oh, we're shot in the foot, we're shot in the foot, we're shot in the foot. You're shot in the foot, so you were supposed to win.
That's why we were so surprised. Yeah, exactly. That's why I was so surprised, like, Anissa and CT going home as soon as they did. I was just like, they may be really fucked because those are the only ones that have the newer social game and new friends.
Yeah.
So, that was in the back of my head. I'm just like, damn, the two people that would have, like, got your social game, at least with every era, are gone.
Well, I think, like, that's when people were really just underestimating, like, Anissa, which I think is really stupid because Anissa, like, honestly, it's like, it doesn't really make sense to keep people like Rachel and like Tina and like on your team when you don't have an Anissa that has the social game. Like,
yeah,
like, I would sacrifice at least a Nina or a Rachel at least once because you needed an Anissa for the social game aspect.
Tina?
An Anissa for the social game aspect of it. So,
yeah, that's why going into this, I've said it before, initially I thought like Anissa was going to go farther than she did.
Yeah, I did too. And I think it's very, very silly that Era 4...
Silly.
Their Era 1 compromised her as much as they did. I think it's very stupid.
Mm-hmm. I love how angry Tina got. and that's why I was like, I want to keep her, yo. I like that she's like that. I love Tina.
So, yeah. Automatically. Because also Naya is friends with Nehemiah, and so she ended up, both her and Jordan ended up picking them because there really is no point. Who is most likely to come down, to come back afterward is Kylan and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
So there just really is no point.
Yeah.
In keeping you guys around because, like, it doesn't do, it does a lot for you keeping to not vote in Nehemiah and Aviv, but it really does nothing for Jordan and Naya. So,
And this is when Johnny's and Derek, no, and Ryan get into it.
This is when they get into it because they want to, you know, pressure. And I love how Ryan says, says that, oh my God, like, you're just really, like, mad that, who won the last? Rachel is for the gays. So he was never gonna, she was never gonna put me in. I was like, that eats every time. And I feel like in, like, the challenge in general, so many queer people are just, like, overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exception of, like, you know, I think, like, so many queer femme people are overlooked. That's really what I mean. Like, I feel like if you're not presented as overly strong, they overlook you. So, like, of course, Casey would never get overlooked. Not saying that she's, like, male presenting, but she's, like, presenting as, like, a tough, tough cookie. And Ryan and, I forgot his name. Why do I keep forgetting his
Derek.
Name? Ryan and Derek are tough, too. And I feel like just because they're not your typical tough guy, they get, like, people like that get thrown in a lot, mm-hmm. and I think that's bullshit. So
okay, I know what you mean. Like, yes, if there's no you. Like any traditional masculinity there. In your physique or how you come off, mm-hmm. then it's automatically like a weakness that yes, shit is.
And, it's seen as a weakness.
Yeah, and I think that's more of a social like a more social. Grand scheme than just the challenge.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
So it's really good because Ryan has said in previous challenges people have looked at him, like bananas in particular, looked at him as like, well, you don't have the social up, so it's not my fault. So Ryan was able to say back to bananas, like, you don't have the social up, it's not my fault.
No one likes you, babe, sorry.
No one likes you, they're all for me.
You're whatever. Boring.
Yes. So, yeah, period.
It's this episode. The bananas, like, it's still banana-ing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they went to the, I think there's another episode when they went to the club, the bar, the whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Michelle and Devin, another showmance. My goodness. This is something I didn't expect. I don't like Michelle, so I don't live for this. But if they're happy, go crazy.
Yeah, but bananas, of course, he's banana-ing. So, he wants to stir the pot. So, he's about to gaslight gatekeeping girl boss.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he tells Michelle.
Yeah, thank you. Why does he tell Michelle?
That, Bananas and Devin, they got beef too. I mean, who doesn't have beef with Bananas? But, like, they got some deep beef, bruh. Mm-hmm. Deep, deep beef. And so, I guess, like, Bananas, I didn't know he was that close with Michelle. Like, I don't know they were friends out of the game. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
So, like, he was telling her that, like, don't trust Devin. He's saying that she's going to use her to get to Bananas. Like, what was it? He's going to use you for the game. And I'm going to be honest. I think that's a little uncharacteristical. It's a word of Devin. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah. I don't think that Devin isn't known for, like, too many showmances. So this just seems like even he was on Are You the One? And I don't really think he was making too many, like, romantic connections. Like, he's just not known for that.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Are You the One and he was trying to win. So, I just don't think he's really known for that. So it just doesn't really make
sense. I don't think that's ever been a part of his game. Like, I feel like I think sometimes it's hard for him to be super fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll maybe butter you up with a compliment, but he won't butter you up with his dick. Like, I don't think he'll do that. Yeah. I don't think he's that type. No. Like, I think that's way too deep for him to
get into.
Yes. And, so Bananas tells Michelle, like, watch out for Devin. And, like, at this point, like, there's a few drinks in, they're going back, and, Michelle goes and tells Devin.
Yeah, which is, like, I don't understand why you wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, Bananas, Johnny. Like, I don't know, I don't know what if he was just wanted it to blow up, or if this was just a TV thing. I have no idea what he saw at the end of this.
Really, what Johnny is afraid of is how them two getting together affects his game.
Yeah.
That's what Johnny's concerned about. I think he's trying to make it out to be like anything else. Like, he was like, oh, well, I just was just telling her to, like, to, like, be careful, like, game-wise, whatever. I'm like, no. And then he starts gaslighting and gatekeeping the whole thing, but there's audio, so us all as, like, fan people saw, viewers saw what he said. So he said what he said. Michelle said it right.
Yeah, that Devin is using her for the game.
Yeah.
And then Devin goes to Bananas. No, but Michelle didn't want Devin to go to Bananas, which is also, like, silly.
Yeah, why? I don't know what you would expect from that.
Yeah, because, like, what was it? Like, because
Michelle's so non-confrontational, it's annoying.
She's strange.
Yeah.
Like, I would, and then, and, like, I, like, she's like, don't go to Bananas. And Devin's like, I have to. Yeah. And then Michelle's like, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you things. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, you're gaslighting gatekeeper.
Now you're, what do you mean?
How the fuck? No. We gonna let it out tonight. We gonna talk
then,
about it.
And then when Devin goes after Bananas in front of much more people, that's mm-hmm. when Bananas backtracks. Like, I didn't say all that. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it. She misconstrued. For classic Bananas. Mm-hmm. He's like saying, I was like, I was just telling her to be careful. And Devin is just like, this is like ludicrous. This is like, mm-hmm. like, this is like the dumbest, craziest thing ever. And then Michelle goes back to Bananas saying, like, I didn't misconstrue nothing. And Bananas being mad at Michelle mm-hmm. for going to Devin. And it's just like, if I can't imagine being there, I'd be like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
I think,
honestly, Michelle, this just makes Bananas a bad friend, because you got together with a good person. I actually don't know if Devin is a good person. I don't know. He seems like a pretty regular guy. So Michelle is happy in a relationship. Bananas as a shitty friend. I'm going to say it. This whole thing makes Bananas look like a shit friend mm-hmm. because he was like, I just wonder how this is going to affect me. I wonder how your happiness is going to affect me in my game.
It's funny as hell, Loki. I was just like, Banana, is he? We were both like, is he really doing this?
Right yeah. Now?
You know, I think out of anything, he's just like, I just want to put a wrench in there. Let me just see. Even if it doesn't go in my favor, let's see what happens.
No, I don't. I think Bananas knew exactly what he was doing, and I don't think he expected Michelle to go back and tell Devin this. He was trying to cast seeds of doubt in her head,
yeah.
because there is going to be a point where possibly Bananas is going to have to, Michelle might have to choose between Bananas and Devin, and he wants her to choose him. That's it? That mm-hmm. is all?
Yeah, because, like, yeah, Devin and Bananas have never played the same game, and since, yeah, he's, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at the moment, I don't know if that will go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was just like a moment and it's dead, or maybe it'll resurface when that moment arises, yeah. if it does.
I don't even know if they're still together.
Yeah, I have no idea, okay. actually. Because the only one, even before the season started, the only one that was confirmed to keep going was Olivia and Theo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're still on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. They post all the time. I see him just like, damn, Theo's tall.
Yeah. I mean, I unfollowed Olivia after she wore box braids. So.
It's crazy, Olivia. That's crazy.
She was like, fighting for her life in the comment section. I was just like, ew. I just don't like seeing your scalp.
That.
You might want to edit this out.
Bright ass scalp.
Oh, gosh. Bright red scalp. So. Yeah, okay, that's cute. But there's drama online, so go ahead.
I mean, we didn't talk about the elimination.
Oh, yeah, so the elimination. I thought we already talked about the elimination.
No, I just forgot whole Bananas Devin thing. We didn't.
So it's Michelle and Kylan versus Tina and...
Darrell.
And it's a game where basically you have to go through these walls, and if you're claustrophobic, you're really going to hate this, and one of them is, you have to push aside, and then you have to do math.
Each glass wall has a number on it with a plus, minus, whatever. Yeah. And then there's like there's poles that are like horizontal, and you got to move them out the way. Remember each door. And then when you get out, do the math correctly to unlock the button to hit it. Whoever does it first wins.
Yeah.
And Kylan, people in the challenge called him the human calculator. So fuck. Because, yeah. like, when TG was explaining this to them, Darrell's mouth was open, like, huh? A math?
Yeah. Math. But I actually, Jarrell is not one of those people. Like, I think he was, like, he's okay at math. It's not like he could do it off the top of his head. But Kylan Kadu is known as the human calculator. So
yeah, with a name like that.
Yeah, so they go in. Really? Just gonna let it pass. Could you imagine if we had a gun? Just...
Oh, what's the you were all too tired. I didn't know. No, if it was a shotgun, you'd take out so much more. He was like, well, that solved nothing.
You wrecked our...
Our neighbors are dead.
You broke our camera. Our neighbors are dead. Felicia, you did a lot today.
The air conditioning.
So... Darrell, when he gets to the end, he decides to, you know, start writing down the numbers just to make sure he's right instead of trying it first. Love you so much, Darrell. I really wish you would have just gave it a go before you.
It's funny as hell. I don't know who was saying this. Was it Rachel? Like in the confessional, just like, my dude thinks he has the time to clear the sand, make it all nice and good so he can read the numbers.
Yeah. Just put the numbers in. Just put the numbers in. Don't make sure to put the numbers in because Kylan doesn't need to make sure. So just put it in.
No, he doesn't.
To give it your best go. So then Kylan makes it out right behind him and he doesn't write it down. He just puts it in and he wins.
And fuck Era One.
Yeah. And then Tina goes in against Michelle. And they both have to go back several times, but Michelle ends up winning. And we were really rooting for Tina. It was a close game. It was very
that
close.
One was more like ass clench. Though yeah. I will say, when Daryl got on his knees to do the little thing, I'll be like, you son of a bitch.
Why not check it first? Check your math through the thing first, because you know Kylan might not need to. Oh, Daryl.
But Daryl knows that. Like, afterwards, he's just like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, he knows. No need to beat himself up over it. It's done. He did it. It's over.
We love you, Darrell.
We love Darrell. And it leaves Rachel and Derek. It's the only two that's left.
Yeah, so those are the targets.
Those are the targets.
The new targets.
Yep. So Rachel and Derek are the targets.
For Era 2, it's the other Derek. Mm-hmm. And Cara Maria?
Yeah, Derek and Cara. Era 3, it's Corey again, which he's upset about, which he was trying to do some gameplay beforehand, telling Devin to offer himself up. Then it was obvious that Corey was going to be in. I was Corey, I would start politicking against that whole Vacation Alliance now.
Yeah.
Him and Jenny need to get together. Him, Jenny, and a couple of other people who are outside of that alliance need to get together to form an alliance to stop that one. Because that's the one that is breaking y'all up. So, that is gonna keep
you down. It's fucking with y'all.
It's fucking with y'all, and it's gonna keep y'all the targets. Because, yeah, so it ends up being Corey and... little girl one? Not Tori. Was it Tori?
I actually don't know. I have no idea. I
forgot. Because the main drama was with being Corey. So, now I only remember Corey. I remember someone. Oh, yes! Because she barely exists to us.
Oh, Avery!
It was Avery! God. So it ends up being Corey and Avery. Avery offers herself up. So funny because Tori has never been it. So interesting.
And then Era 4.
Yeah. Era 4, it's.
Is it Theo Jenny this time? Again. Jenny again. And it's. Really? It's Jenny again. Gosh. And then Theo, right?
They're like, we're just not ready to lose Casey yet. Once again, Vacation Alliance.
Yeah.
It's going to keep you all down there. So it's Jenny and Theo. And yeah, that's where we left off. But there's some online drama, so.
Oh boy, is there. Well, I'm going to start with what came from the recent episode. Well, I guess I'm going to, maybe I should start before what came out with the recent episode. I thought I followed Cara on TikTok. I follow Cara Maria on Instagram. She talked more about what was actually said in that fight.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But she didn't say everything, and now I understand why it was cut the way it is, but it still raises some questions on MTV. Like, they were saying, like, Cara to Laurel, I was there for you, vice versa, but Laurel said, I was there for you when an abuse happened.
Oh.
And the way she was telling her, this in Cara's words, it's like the way she was saying it, she was kind of doing the motion of the abuse. Like, I was there when this person did this to you. Don't know exactly what, but that's what was said in that fight.
Oh, Cara said that to Laurel.
Laurel said that to Cara.
Oh! I knew she said something foul to her. I knew it. We both knew it. We clocked it.
Yeah. So, like, Cara's not saying what or who, because I believe it's a legal thing as well. Okay, that's why it was cut up the way it was. And, like Cara was saying that Laurel was using like past abuse to just dig at her. Like she wanted like a reaction and all that.
That's horrible.
And I didn't know that. That was like, I think Cara posted that like after.
Honestly, MTV, yeah, she should have been taken off the show after that. That's not fun. That's not cute. And that's not okay.
Yeah. Weaponizing somebody's past abuse is like for them to feel bad or against their worth. And that's where people are like, you're being bullied. That's when that's being thrown around. And I know people are very sensitive about that word, but I listen and you say some shit like that and then do these little digs, like walk past her. Like I hate redheaded bitches, like, and like stuff like that. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like, yeah, you're
bullying her. That's not right.
And I saw some of the comments and they raised a very good question. Like whatever Ashley said to Josh, because we still, I guess, officially don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. Like, I wonder what was said.
I think Ashley did eventually say it was like alluding to his sexuality, but people have said worse things, but like, that's like, not an excuse. Like you don't, I don't know what the comment is, and I don't,
that's what I'm saying, like, say it, like, but we don't, like,
that's not right either way.
That's what I'm saying, like, we don't know exactly, like, well, like if Ashley was mocking Josh to out him in any sort of way, or that's what she was trying to say, that's still awful.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not going to compare pain, but I feel like we don't know exactly or like too much what was said. I mean, it's, I feel like, why did Laurel stay? Why? Because like the way that was cut up, I think they were trying to make Laurel still look good, you know? And I feel like that's not, I don't care how mad you are at somebody. That's like crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. You do not like each other and you just wanted to hurt her. Like you like, it's malicious. There's nothing good about it. Or like, oh, I was just mad at the time. No. You hate this bitch. You hate like Cara Laurel. Mm-hmm. You hate her.
Honestly. And then just like, like, it just makes you come off as just, like, an evil person to even bring that back up. No.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you can, like, you just don't have, like, any respect for her at the fuck all. Because it's, like, you were roommates with her. You said that you were there for her in that certain situation. And she was there for you during a lot of situations. And for you to then bring that back up, something that fucking painful. Wow. How evil. How, like, man, you really are the Azula. That's really horrid. I think she needs to be suspended for that. Like, Ashley was suspended. I think, like, that justifies her being suspended. Because bringing up legal reasons why legalities while they're filming should be absolutely a red flag.
That's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And now I understand why, like, security came in. Because, like, what was it? I feel like on so much reality TV, like, we would see more back and forth before security would come in. And not that they wouldn't hit each other. I just feel like it wasn't giving that, like, I've seen in other instances.
It was, you're mentioning,
but now what's being said. Because if I was security, I'd be like, I would hit a bitch if she said that to me. Let me get over there.
Yeah.
Like, now I understand it more. And more and more people started talking about that. And honestly, like, basically saying what Cara is saying is true. That is what happened. And recently, like, Darrell and Tina, they had an interview with Entertainment Weekly. And that's when Darrell started talking about Laurel. And he was like, you guys can like go on Entertainment Weekly and watch the whole thing. But basically, Darrell was just like, I'm gonna need a restraining order from Laurel. Like, I felt like she was trying to intimidate me, and like her being a woman and me being a man. Like, I feel like MTV didn't protect me because she was egging me on. on. Like, what was it? Like, after I voted her in, or I don't know if it was after her voted in or after a challenge. What was it? She was trying to mean mug me. And I mean mug her right back, because who the fuck are you? Fuck you. Mm-hmm. And in the bus, like, someone, like, in one of the challenges, Darrell kind of fucked up his back. He didn't say anything because he wanted to keep going, but he, like, really fucked up his back. So he wasn't in a good mood. And Laurel was kind of, like, throwing food at him. I think, like, peanuts. And he was like, I was getting mad. I was shaking. I was getting fucking mad. And, like, watching Darrell and, like, a lot of these challenges, he doesn't, like, the last time he popped off was on Brad, and, like, 10 plus years ago.
Yeah, I think...
And he in the bus, he, like, yelled, like, who the fuck threw that peanut? And he's like, I saw Laurel, and she was kind of, like, taken back. And I'm like, male or female, I'm beating your fucking ass if you throw that shit again at me. And, like, and that's when she stopped. But she was still, like, saying comments, and, like, I don't know. I felt like she, and like, she would come over and intimidate me on the bus and, like, tower over me. And I feel like she wanted me to do something so I would be sent home. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel protected by MTV. And yeah. Tina's just like, yeah, she's immature. It's, like, crazy to see. And what was it? It's a shame, because she's a very smart girl. But, like, the way she's acting is deplorable.
Yeah, that's a deplorable line of behavior. Yeah, I do think she needs to get kicked off. And you know what? I also think that, like, MTV should really, like, you know how they have with Leroy, like, now they have, like, a no racism, low tolerance for racism. They're not tolerating it for racism and homophobia. There really just used to be, like, a zero tolerance for bullying, because this is, like, now the second time we're seeing bullying on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're editing it out, so we're not seeing it on the show, but now we're hearing about it.
Yeah, because we don't see the bus rides like we used to.
Yeah, exactly. But now we're hearing about it, and we need to have you need to do, like, a zero tolerance policy for bullying of any kind. And I think that would also fit under the umbrella of racism and homophobia, and just, like, picking on, you can't, that's, like, making it, like, just hard for people to, like, just go through the show, and this is when people don't want to come back.
Yeah, because Darrell was basically like she's harassing me. I'm gonna need if we're on the next season, I'm gonna need a restraining order on her ass.
Yeah,
because she was doing too much.
Yeah.
And yeah, and like I said, like, Darrell, the last time he popped off on somebody was, like, 10, 15 years ago. Like, he's very quiet. He's not very social. He doesn't politicalize. He doesn't do politics a lot, which is probably why he's not doing super well
yeah.
half the time in these challenges, like going far. So for him to say, like, I wanted to beat the fuck out of him, like, whoa, like, yeah, you probably really felt like a type of way.
Well, yeah, bro. I think, like, anytime we've seen Darrell pop off, it's like when he's been... when you started it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just being picked as a target isn't really enough reason for you to pop off like that when you are
on somebody.
Like,
yeah, the I thought most, that was strange.
Yeah, when you are the most, you know, you're one of the strongest people in your group. For you to be chosen as a target, you should have saw that coming. No one else popped off like that when they were chosen to be a target. Like, that's really... you're just a strange individual. And I actually think there's, like, a little girl in you somewhere that needs to be healed. Like, I don't know what happened to you in your childhood, but it's giving, like, there's, like, a scared little girl. When you're trying to boss up to people like that, it gives, like, I'm a scared little girl, and this is all I have is being big mouth and bullying. It's yeah. very sad.
And, like, more people are talking about how Laurel acted during the season. Like, mm-hmm. even, like, Ryan of Era 2 talking to Nehemiah. I don't know if this was a live or also an interview mm-hmm. that they did, but they were both talking about, like, you know, like, Laurel went, like, low during their Cara and Laurel's big ass fight. Mm-hmm. They were like, whoa, that was crazy. They didn't get into it because I don't think they can, because if it's a legality thing, and also, you know, it's not necessarily you know, their business, you know, their place.
If Cara hasn't said anything, that I don't think anyone else should, like,
So, like, that big ass fight, they were like, Laurel, like, really, like, she's really showing her cards. And then, Emily was on Bananas' podcast, and I think she put it, like, very, like, Emily is, like, very, intellectual, and I think she speaks very eloquently.
Yeah.
But she, the way she talked about it, she's like, I think Laurel has an issue with women. I think it's a deep, deep thing.
Yeah.
The way she approaches them, the way, and, like, what was it, people who are more sensitive to emotions, like Cara is, and, like, Emmy's like, even myself, like, Laurel's very hot and cold. cold, and it's like she can auto suddenly switch on you, and as someone who is your friend or trying to be your friend, that's very off-putting. And yeah, it's like, I think, like, because Laurel doesn't have these conversations usually with men, she doesn't. Mm-hmm. And like, Darrell is linked with Kara, I think that's probably, and you know, also yeah. then feeling attacked, spirit-headed that, but Emma is just like, if you looked in her past, she's like mostly talking that way towards women.
Yeah, I think like,
and Laurel responded
with like people like Jarrell, you're speaking to someone who is, you're loud mouthing someone who is normally quiet. Mm-hmm. Like there's a common yeah. denominator, like mm-hmm. you like feeling big and bad on top of people who you feel like you could be big and bad on top of. That's why I feel like when Jarrell popped off is you didn't say anything, is because there's a little girl in you that needs to be healed. You're a little bitch in real life, like that's what it is. In here you're a little bitch in here, and that's what most bullies are. They're yeah. inside there, there's like a little girl that's like crying mm-hmm. and you're scared and you're scared, and this is how you output people.
Yeah.
And you need to heal that child. That's really sad.
Yes, it is. And there was also a moment where Bananas and Wes were on a, I think this is still Bananas' mm-hmm. podcast. I actually don't know where they were, but they were in the same room together in this one. And Wes don't like Laurel. Like they've had their beef before, but Wes is just like, you know what? I'm gonna be honest. It doesn't look like she's grown emotionally at the fuck all.
No, she has like emotional intelligence of a child. She's not there yet.
No. No, and like even Darrell is just like, at your big fucking age acting like that, 40 acting 12, I'm like, damn. Mm-mm. And like, I think it's like crazy how so many people are like coming out and speaking on this. And even who just spoke? Like Zach just put his two cents in a little bit, mm-hmm. talking about Laurel. He's just like, I remember like back when, what was it? It was like CT, Johnny Riley, mm-hmm. you know, Zach and Laurel won a season. I forget which season this was. Mm-hmm. I think this is the season where Laurel like was telling her that, you know, like you can't run a final and whatever. Yeah. I think Kara was injured and Laurel was saying like, we're in a fight, so I don't care if she's okay. And like Zach and Johnny Riley were like going off on her like, and that's your friend? Why are you talking about her like that? Like that's crazy. That is crazy. It's like, I feel like it's so extreme. Like, what was it? You guys had a tiff, yes, but like, if she, you don't care if she's okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
And the comments were reading like if Zach is the sensible one in the conversation, maybe you're wrong, Laurel.
Yeah. Especially back then, Zach. Oh.
Yeah. Crazy. He had longer hair. I think he had a man bun. Like that yeah. type of Zach.
Man bun Zach was trying to talk.
That was his worst era, bro.
Was the sensible one? When he after he was cursing out John A. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, no, I don't think like...
And that makes me think about, because like when we watched All Stars 4, we thought we did see some sort of change
in
Laurel. But you know what? Maybe like she had a lot of people on her side. Mm-hmm. So maybe when she doesn't feel emotionally challenged, she's not an asshole, which is like, I mean, like, so when it matters, you go crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. What was it? Like, if everyone's nice to you, you're okay. And the minute, like, something's a little different, you go to an extreme.
Yeah.
And Laurel did respond to, like, the Emily talking about her on... because Emily was kind of psychoanalyzing Laurel. Mm-hmm. And Laurel just, like dismissed most of it and called Emily an idiot for her opinion. Which, like, okay.
I just feel... Okay. I feel mostly bad for Kara and everyone else who was bullied by the situation. But, like, I kind of just feel bad for Laurel because clearly there's mental illness going on there. For her to just dismiss, I don't want to cycle. I'm going to psychoanalyze her. There's just something up with you. Like, for you to just miss all claims that you could have possibly been the wrong one.
Yeah.
And
it's never her fault. Never.
There's a level of empathy that's missing.
Yeah.
That's, like, crazy to me.
Yeah. The fact unless that it affects
said,
her.
The fact that positively. You said something that foul to somebody that you once cared about at some point, and you're not looking inward and being like, you know what? Why the fuck did I say that shit? Why the fuck would I say that shit?
No, she I mean, Laurel's the type to double down and justify it. Yeah. Unless everybody's like, hey, no.
I don't know. What could she have possibly said to you that justified that? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I think with Laurel...
Even if she did mention Nicole, that's like... Nicole never, like, abused you.
Yeah, that we know of.
That we know.
I mean, like, I think maybe Laurel's like a narcissist, like, because like be. The minute you hit that ego, that's the worst thing to someone who's a narcissist, when you mm-hmm. hit that ego.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. When you like make him look small, and Laurel doesn't like seeming small, so that's when they was just like, no, you're not gonna dig at me. I'm gonna dig as far as I can.
Yeah, well, like I don't know. Maybe I just kind of feel bad for Laurel. It's because I don't know. Kara has something that Laurel will never have, doesn't really have right now, which is empathy. And like not having that, wow, I couldn't imagine.
And in Kara, Kara's video addressing that fight, she also mentions like, I'm tired of hearing that the big sister and little sister thing. We're both only childs. I don't think sisters act this way. Like, no. Let's stop that narrative at all. We're not friends. We're not sisters. What she's done to me and said to me, no one that cares about me would.
No, I agree with you.
And I was just like, oh, period. Ate that up. Because, like, we hear that, like, Laurel said it. And I think, you know what? I do think, I guess in Laurel's sense especially, that's her way of minimizing it and making Kara seem smaller. Like, she's trying to reach up to me. Like, it's, like, juvenile, this and the third. You weaponized her past abuse to make her look small. That's not a big sister, little sister thing. You're an asshole. That's crazy. Mm-mm. Crazy. And I was fed those back to back. It was Darrell. Then it was the Kara video. Then it was Emily and Bananas. And then Laurel addressing the Emily thing. And then it was like Nehemiah and Derek. And then Bananas and Wes. I was like, what? The internet's going crazy. Or on my For You page.
Yeah, no.
I was finally fed challenge shit.
I've been getting fed challenge shit little by little. I did see your video. And then I started seeing other videos. But no one caught to the root like you told me just now, so I'm really happy
because it went
post this because no one's caught to the root of it yet, so go off of it. You gotta post this sum up of the drama.
Yes, so like Laurel, you don't look good. You don't look good. And like, what was it? I think it's like the Challenge Team, 911 and MTV Ooch. Like, those are the ones that really fed me everything, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Watching that also, like, they talked about, like, the dynamics or, like, why, like, because Brad was on Zach's podcast as well. And Brad was talking about, like, how Erewhon had such a hard time. And Zach had a good take on it. And it's just like, you know, Erewhon, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the game. You haven't been in the game recently. So you guys coming in, you're rookies.
Yeah.
You guys, the game has changed so much. You're with people that are 20 years younger than you, and they have played much more recently, much more frequently. So you guys don't know how it is now. Like, you don't know how to work with the big brother people. You don't have the new connections. You guys were like rookies. And that's why it was flipped, because usually when rookies come in, they're the ones out. It was flipped this time. And Brad was like, well, I love the way you put it. That's absolutely right. Because us going into it, we expected that veteranship and that, and then them knowing the game, to have them last a little longer. But we were talking about, they don't have the new connections. They
No. And I think, like, those people who have the new even people on the older seasons who have the new connection, I don't think they're going to be less likely to be voted down a bunch. Like, that's why Bananas missed an elimination this round. I think he's going to continue to miss elimination. Mm-hmm. I don't think if CT didn't lose when he was the target, I don't think he was going to get put down as much. And that's because he's been in more recent games. He's already worked with the Big Brother people, and so has Johnny, and so has a lot of the people. So it's like those specific individuals on those upper eras.
Yeah.
And not even Laurel and Kara have those connections, because it's been a minute since they've played as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else have I seen? Since Wes is going to be on House of Villains, I think that's why him and Bananas had a moment. And I think it's funny, like, we've talked about this and we just did, but like Wes was saying that people are tired of hearing us mentioned in the challenge, like Bananas and Wes sometimes. It's like, but the thing is, we're funny. Like a lot of y'all that complain about, like, not getting enough money, not getting enough opportunities, not getting enough screen time, not being mentioned enough. You guys aren't funny. You aren't thinking about this in the grand scope of things. You're just thinking about the money.
Yeah.
And
you're not thinking about being characters on a TV show.
Yes.
That's what you guys are missing. And I feel like a lot of people who get brought back a lot, they kind of fucking get it. Like, Tori clearly gets it. We'll never not like to see Tori.
Yeah.
We'll never not want to see Devin, Bananas. We'll never not want to see them because they're entertaining to watch.
Yes.
When you guys start falling into the background, Casey, I'm not going to want to see you as much.
I'm glad you mentioned Casey, because I saw one of her lives, and comment, you play a scared game, you play a scared game, you're scared, you're scared, you're scared, and Casey defended herself, and she just like, I'm making money moves, I'm not voting myself up, fuck no, I'm there, I'm on reality TV to make money, because mm-hmm. she won her Big Brother season, she won a season of the challenge, mm-hmm. I'm here to make money, I'm there for my family, yeah. I don't give a fuck about no drama, this and the third, I am there to make money. Here's the thing,
yeah,
it's reality TV, the reason people watch is for a bit of that, this yeah. is not that type of program.
Yeah.
This is not that type of program. So I can understand. Take my like entertainment out of this. I can absolutely understand it. I might yeah. even do some shit like that if yeah. I were ever to enter that space.
No, I'm just letting you know if I'm on the challenge, I'm Casey. I'm faded into the background. I'm like, oh, absolutely. Just don't say my name.
But here's the thing. I don't want to see you anymore. And don't you think that'll ever yeah. happen? Like eventually like MTV will be like, you know, like you'll be the B call, the C call, the D call, the E call, and eventually no call.
Yeah.
Because like, you weren't super entertaining.
Like, no offense.
If
like,
you didn't.
Casey, there's people I would have replaced you with. And those aren't even winners. Like, I would have replaced you with Big T. Just because she's more entertaining than you.
Yes.
Like, I don't. And I want to see her come up more than I want to see yours. Like, after you won, I'm like, okay. She got her little thing. And it's not like I don't like you. Mm-hmm. I just don't have any feelings about you. And that's the same with Avery. And that's the same with, just like other people. Like, I feel like Josh, I at least enjoy to see him because I like seeing his camaraderie with other people. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe Josh without Devin might be a little less entertaining.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think some of these, some of the newer people, y'all are becoming background characters. Michelle, especially, like, I don't like seeing you contemplate your life. It's boring to me. I think now that you're with Devin, at least it's a little, you have slight bit of nuance, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of drama to go off of. Mm-hmm. So maybe, so I am enjoying seeing Michelle more on this season, more than definitely the last season, where it just seems like now she's coming to herself a little bit more.
Yeah, like, I don't want Jay to come back.
I don't want Jay to come back because you guys are boring. It's like you guys are the main villains and you're not even fun villains.
No.
Like, at least Bananas, I'll laugh while he's being a dick. Yes. West, I'm going to laugh while he's being a dick.
Yeah. And Laurel, like,
is crazy, but at least I'm going to be like, wow, she's really crazy. I'm going to watch the next episode to see how crazier this bitch gets.
Yes. Like, though I will say she does need to be suspended. There was a line.
She needs to go.
Like, we said go crazy. We didn't say go.
We didn't say
be psycho.
We didn't say be. Bring up abuse. And even with Kara, even when she was going crazy on the previous seasons, like,
I want to see her back.
She bitch had to come back though, finish the story off.
Yeah, I wanted to see redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Cam, when she's doing her little evil thing, at least she's like twisting the tea and she's like,
it's funny.
Yeah, like, it's fun. It's a TV
show. It's Cam with the plan. Cam the man.
It's, you know.
Queen Cam. Killer Cam.
It's like,
it's funny. And I remember shit like that.
Although we make fun of 00 Nelly, he called himself 00 Nelly. We gotta see him back.
Yeah. And like, with all due respect, like, what was it? Like, Nelly sometimes done shit that made him look shady as hell. And he has had unlikable moments, but I remember 00 Nelly.
Yes. Because he's entertaining. At the end of the fucking day, come back.
Like, even and with Tori, Anissa, like, I don't root for her because she always loses. I love seeing her. I love seeing Tori come out. I love seeing Devin. Mm-hmm. And even, like, Jordan. Jordan, like, he says he doesn't do press and stuff, like, because they don't get paid for press, actually.
Period. Don't like, do it.
Like, if you, like, let's say the press is in New York and y'all don't live in New York, you have to pay for that. You have to pay for where you're staying. Like, MTV don't pay for
bullshit.
That. It's not in their contract.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all for Jordan sticking it to MTV because fuck big corporate companies.
Honestly. But Jordan nurtures that audience. He has his own like podcast. He's like active in that way. And that's I don't like that some of the new people believe they're above a bit of drama and stuff like that. And that's when like Wes and Bananas were talking about it. Like, Wes was just like, we'll sleep with someone just for it to blow up in our face because we know we're bringing a story. We'll do that. Yeah. I don't think Devin would, but Wes and Bananas would do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think.
And they don't, the thing is, they love it. Like, Wes and Bananas, just like, we're workaholics. We, like, we get these opportunities. We're still talked about because we love it. And what was that? I can respect Casey. It's just like, I'm just here for the money. Honestly, that's me during my job currently. I'm just there for the money. But like, what was it? It's a story. It's television. It's entertainment. It's like, hey guys, I'm just here to catch a check. I don't want, like, I don't want to see that. I don't. Yeah. Because, like, how can I root for you if there's no story? Yeah. Honestly, if Casey wasn't with Nani, I would have been bored with her probably two seasons ago.
Honestly. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I feel like...
Missy Nani.
Missy Nani.
I like Nani.
I feel like, Casey, I feel like you should look to your elder. Just, like, look at someone who always gets a call back. Nani always gets a call back because on previous challenges, when she first started, she was... Bitch was in a lot of fucking drama. She was all the tea. She was then some. And when she got on the elimination field, she was kicking ass.
And she's still like that.
Almost made it to a finale with Johnny Bananas. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even when, like, she comes back now, we're still looking forward to seeing that. I do think she has been kind of fading into the background after she's gotten with Casey. But it's still, like, at least, like... We love now seeing her so happy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, so, like, even when I see her pop up on my Instagram with Casey, I'm like, I'm just happy. She's happy because, you know, we've seen her through all of that. We're like, oh my God, we're just happy to see her happy. And there's a story arc there. So it's like, no matter what, we're going to want to see Nani back.
Yeah. Now it's should've very much like.
By Avery. there's so many people I would have replaced Avery with.
Yeah. Like, if Casey comes on the season, I'm always like, where's Nani? Like, it's very that. It's very that.
Yeah.
With all due respect. But, like, yeah. Yeah. Like, I think... I got lost.
I think a lot of the new people need to be more entertaining because then we wouldn't be so happy to see some of the older people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying...
Like, Tina? I don't want to see you... Like, Polly, stop talking about the old folks. Stop talking about them. Stop shitting on them. Like, because what the fuck have you brought to the table, bro? Yeah.
No offense, like, even all the OGs that went home, I would replace most of them with either of you guys in a heartbeat. I would replace Tina with any Michelle, any Casey in a heartbeat. And it's not even, like, they're not even, like, exceptional at the game. They're just mad good TV. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Entertain me. The fuck? That's what made last season so boring. Y'all are boring. I just meme my camera.
But, like, what was it? Yeah. And, like, even, like, Bananas does press. And some people would do the press because they like to do it. They're trying to nurture. And I also call low-key bullshit on the, like Casey's, like, I'm not there for to be the entertainment. Like, you know, like, clown up herself. But, like, you're on social media. You're live, like, all the fucking time. Like, you're nurturing an audience, like, for what? For them to root for you so they can call you back. But what are we calling back for? A lot of nothing. So, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't like it when they like to seem like they're above it.
Oh, yeah. And also, I think, yeah. And also, I feel like people...
You're
like,
on MTV.
When you guys also target people, it makes... When you're boring as hell and you target people...
And like, we have a bunch of bland-ass people, bruh.
Yeah. And you target people like Horacio, which... If in retrospect, he should be boring. But because y'all keep targeting him, it makes him endlessly more entertaining than you. His storyline, I want to see it follow through. You want to see him win.
Yeah, because you turned him into an underdog.
Suck. Like, you guys need to be better.
Yeah.
And same with Kylan. Like, all logistically, he should, I guess, fade into the background. But he's endlessly more entertaining because now you want to see his come-up story. That's what you guys do when you guys boring and you fade it to the background and you create... Heroes.
Like, I'm gonna say something crazy. Polly is even more entertaining than Casey and Avery.
Yeah.
Because listen, he's crazy. Yeah. But like, you're seeing the mess. Like, it's so funny to see a loser talk so big. That's hilarious. Yo, you're an anomaly, bruh. But funny, go on, bruh.
At least it's entertaining. I don't know. This is a TV show. Y'all forget.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm surprised, like, the challenge is such a big thing to be a part of. That's why Wes stopped, because he just, like, it's such a months long like commitment, and even leading up to it, like getting cut and then kind of asking people, like, so where are you going to be for the next few months? like trying to get your alliances ready for the season. Like, there's so much prep into it. Yeah. He's like, I'm a father now. I don't think I could do all that. It's like, that's why, like, House of Villains, you just got to be an asshole. And he's just like, this is me every day. What do you mean? Yeah. Like, so
he's like, I got you. I'll answer.
Yeah. So, like, I'm floored that, like, that's why we love the challenge too. Mm-hmm. Cause, like, not just anybody can just get into it and do well.
Yeah.
Like, you're leaving the first chance they get So I think that's why it's so fascinating when people are like, I'm just there for a vacation. I'm just like, what are you? So
that's not a fun vacation.
It's not.
I can't believe that other girl said that. She was like, I'm just here for a vacation. I'm here to relax. I'm like,
people are getting hurt, bruh.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like dropping from a 5-story building is not worth the free vacation. I'm just saying.
Yep. So, I mean, like, what was it? I think Casey's a great competitor. I think if she didn't have her initial Big Brother, like, because even on her live, she said, like, even new Big Brother people in, they were like, we're together, right? And I'm like, who are you? And I'm like, okay. So, like, mm-hmm. it's like the first few seasons she politicized. And then now your partner is someone who has a lot of friends as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you're just capping yourself at the same time. This game is very multifaceted. It's mm-hmm. not just your brawn. And it's disappointing to hear in a show that I like so much, a lot of people that you work with so much, and you mm-hmm. just I don't know. It's just boring.
I don't know. MTV, don't call her back. Like, I'm okay with not seeing her.
It's like a version of no effort, or it's like, I can see your non-passion.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like, oh, I have to be passionate. I have to create mess. I'm like, no, but like,
I don't know. Dress up and be silly. Do something. I don't know. Do what Tori did. I feel like I don't see Tori in too much drama. She's just entertaining because of the way she is. She's just funny. Mm-hmm. She's funny. That's it. Nothing much to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and Devin together, even more funny. Like, the fact that they keep calling each other Dave. That shit's stupid.
but I'm just there to win and that's it. But, like the challenges is so much more than just, like, a straight shot. Mm-hmm. Of one thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is disappointing to see.
It's like, I don't know. It's also like, okay, you're just going to be there to win, but don't be surprised if
you don't get called back one day.
Not even that you don't get called back, but like, you're like, oh, I'll come back for this amount of money. And MTV's like, okay. And just call someone else. Yeah. Like, Casey, like, you're a good competitor, but I don't think you're at Jordan level where you can just
Yeah.
Well, people are just going to look forward to seeing you just do good. Mm-hmm. Because, no offense, there's other, I still think Kara can kick your ass.
Because,
I don't like.
Because, yeah, let's look at Jordan. Jordan, on his own physically, can probably whoop almost everybody's fucking ass. But he's also going to politic. He's also going to be a little mischievous. He's also going to blow up a little bit.
Yeah. I just love also how.
But he ain't evil.
We still haven't. You don't got to be evil. Jordan lost that round on purpose.
I think he did. That fucking smirk and then the confessional.
I don't even know. I want to know why, though.
Yeah.
That was funny, though. So now, what are we doing readings on?
Yeah, at the end of some of our episodes, not everyone, I don't know, we do a little reading. And last reading, we did Laurel. Do you want to... I think we've done Kara already as well.
I think my prediction for last week for Laurel, I think that was a little too accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ew.
But yeah. Kara? Haven't we done Kara before? Or am I thinking All Stars?
Should we do Casey?
Sure.
That'll be boring. I really like Casey. Hold on. I really like Casey. It's just.
As a person, she seems great. Yeah, she seems lovely. Get your bag. But eventually, I'm going to want other people to get their bag more than you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can get your bag. Just don't do it on the challenge anymore.
Yeah.
A certain amount of time.
I love.
Because then it's going to be the thing. It's going to be repetitive. And then people might catch on and be like, honestly, what is she here for, bruh?
Yeah. You're going to have the same problem we have with Avery. We'll forget you there.
I think it's different. Avery just hasn't been there in a while and has almost no friends. Almost. At the time. Yeah, that spider's gone.
I know, I'm scared. I think I think Avery is a forgettable player.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, upright. She gonna win again?
Upright?
Mm-hmm. I put it down like this. Oh. Camera.
Oh, I don't think it'll see that. I thought you pulled it like this. That's why I was like, huh? That's what I thought.
So that's good. I want Nani to come back and win. The fact that she got second that last one really grinds my tits.
Good luck, karma, life cycles, destiny, a turning point.
Okay. Hope all things good. Hope all things good.
Yeah, I don't wish ill will. I wish for excitement.
Yes.
Or even, I don't know, beat the fuck out of somebody in a challenge, like in an, I don't know, like I just feel like there's no storyline with her no more.
Yeah, take out Kara. Take out Laurel. It's time.
Yeah. Do us a solid.
Everyone's tired.
Now, what was it? I believe it says this might be a spoiler for All Stars 5. If you don't want to hear about it, fuck off. Do you want to hear about it?
Spoil it. I'm on the edge of my fucking
rotted. So I think it's going to be a Rivals version of All Stars 5. Yeah. And people are saying it's officially confirmed. I don't know if that's true because I'm not seeing MTV say this.
I'm going to be honest. Anytime I've seen things like this on like Reddit, it's always been true.
Yeah.
Like,
even with Drag Race.
Like with Jordan coming in later, that is exactly what happened.
So these are confirmed pairs. I don't know who confirmed it, but it's supposedly confirmed.
Kara and Tori.
I don't think so. Oh, that Nani and Turbo. That one gagged me. I was like, I thought we were never going to see Turbo again. I'm being so honest.
Honestly, I think we need to not see Turbo. Honestly, I'm so... Ugh!
Shane and Devon. I'm excited to see Devon again. Yeah. I didn't think I was... Shane has been a minute.
I don't think I've ever seen Shane. I don't think I was ever expecting to see Shane again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, okay. Frank and Sam. They were rivals from Battle of the Seasons 2.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, so Frank's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Corey and Big T, but Corey from season 39. That was like mean to her, remember?
Corey and Big T? Oh, from the last? Oh, okay, yes. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that. That seems like a good pair. I actually think they would match up well where like Corey very muscly. And
if he's truly apologetic, maybe they would work well together.
I actually think they might. Big T, very smart, very...
She's bulked up. She's buff now, girl.
And I think she could actually do well.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so I kind of might be rooting for them. Let's continue. Right?
Fessy and Amber.
Okay, that actually... Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
This is kind of an interesting season. That's
kind of the team to beat.
Yeah.
Damn. Those are two juggernaut of a players.
Mm-hmm. Dario and Ashley K from exes from their exes from Invasion, which I know Dario. Yeah. I can't picture Ashley K.
I think I can.
Then we have Adam and Steve from All Stars 4.
Fun.
Sit on it and spin together.
Sit on it and spin.
Together, hold hands.
Cute.
Kellyanne and Sylvia.
Oh, okay.
They were rivals from All Stars 3.
Yes, I remember.
Veronica and Katie, they were rivals in Gauntlet 1 and Inferno 1. Mm-hmm. Nicole and Melissa, who are exes from Vendettas.
Oh, wow.
John A. and Beth, who are rivals from All Stars 3. And Anissa and Ashley.
Which Ashley?
Her suspension is up.
Damn!
Yeah.
Oh, I know Ashley's gonna be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think Ashley's suspension should be up because I still haven't seen anything of her being apologetic. I still don't think she's seen her wrongdoing. And I feel like there needs to be a proper apology before people come back after.
There's also there's rumors that CT's gonna be on that season.
Okay.
Which I don't know who he's with, but holy shit. So you'll see us up. We'll be watching that one.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yo, Turbo is so random. I really thought I was never going to see his ass again.
I really hope that's wrong. I'm so sorry. I just, like, I really just, with all my fiber, hope that's wrong. And that they didn't pair Nani up with that man. So.
Yeah, like, come on, bruh.
Like, that's such bullshit. That's it. I'm petitioning on Nani's behalf. I think this is bullshit.
Yeah, and some of these pairs...
Like, this guy is violent. I don't like him.
Some of these people are claiming that maybe these pairs aren't fully accurate. Maybe some of them. So, mm-hmm. like who knows? Who knows? But, like, yeah, I saw that, I think, yesterday or, like, the day before. And I'm just like, I'm going to hold this in because I don't think you've seen this.
No, I haven't. So, we'll see if that's right or not. But... for now, comment what you guys think about that if you stay tuned to the end of this video. If not, like, comment,
yeah, subscribe. What do you think about the state of the game, Laurel, yeah, versus everybody? Yeah. And yeah, what are you excited to see in All Stars 5?
Yeah.
And thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.